Check 1 2. Check. Check 1 2. All right, I'm done checking.
You're done checking?
I'm done checking. We've checked everything. I don't know why the board is not giving me back my headphones, but we're just going to go ahead and record this without the headphones tonight.
The pervy board has...
Peavy, not pervy, peavy.
The pervy board has rebelled.
And I can tell that you get frustrated when we come down here and it's not quite right. You're like, it's...
I'm clearing my throat.
I know, but you get frustrated. I can tell it.
I do, because I only have a little bit of time between the time I come home from work and the time that I go to bed.
And that's why we have to do this quick as possible.
Bam, bam.
Yeah, bam, bam. Yeah. Yeah.
I shouldn't clap again, should I?
No, that's fine. It's spiked a little, but it's fine.
Sorry.
Because we need to get this done, because we need to get to your Dr. Oz chili.
It's a vegetarian three-bean chili.
What's it made out of?
Lots of stuff.
Lots of beans. Lots of, like, the stuff you made me
three
last...
Three different type of beans.
What was it you made me last night?
That was a vegetable pizza.
Yeah, but it was had something in it, because remember, I was like, all right, if I fall asleep and I fart, you have to forgive
that
me.
That was the broccoli.
Yeah. Because that makes people gassy, doesn't it?
I didn't know that. I just had a whole helping of it for lunch.
Oh, great.
Watch out.
Oh, great. I'm not spooning with you. It'll sound like this.
Oh, stop. I don't want people thinking about... I don't do that.
Oh, by the way, we didn't do an introduction. Hi, I'm Mudflap.
I call him Steve, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you are?
I'm Janet.
Okay, this is the second episode. This is the second time we've set down.
And we have a name now.
Yeah, we call it Wrinkled Sheets. Because it's more of a double entendre kind of thing. It could be, like, if somebody didn't know what it was, they go, Wrinkled Sheets. I wonder if this is a sexual show. I should download and listen. And then they go, oh, no, it's just a guy and his girlfriend fighting about shit all the time.
What? We're not fighting.
We were earlier. Is it ready to go? Is it ready to record? I might as well go clean the cat box.
Wow. Awesome.
I'm kidding.
Okay. All right.
Don't get frustrated again.
Butterfly's getting a massage now with your kidding.
Uh-huh. Look at that.
Stress ball. Yeah. Stress ball.
And we're back in the basement studio. Studio, basement. It's been a while.
You're out of
We're
practice.
Down in the studio, basement. And Podcat was actually very happy to see us again down here.
And well, she was out of food.
Oh, was that what it was? Because she was all over me, like, I love you.
Feed me.
Was that why she came to me and not you? Because, like, she hasn't fed me. This chick didn't give me any food. Maybe if I put my paws in your crotch, you'll give me something to eat.
She's still on a diet. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
She's not on
Sunday.
A diet.
Yes, she is.
She still wobbles when she walks. All I'm saying is she wobbles when she walks. You've seen her run. Her little undercarriage goes.
Wow. I didn't make fun of your stinky face, dog.
You did earlier. You said, wow, your face stinks, Butterfly.
That's the problem with poodles. I wish you could get that stinky part of their face cut out.
The stinky eye face?
Yeah, like cut their eyes out.
Wow, you said that live on the air. I wish I could cut their eyes out.
You know, the stinky part. Because they're cute as hell when they're clean
Look
and
at them.
Fluffy.
And when they're quiet and still and,
yeah.
and regal. And but then all of a sudden...
Between her and Pooh Bear, woo, we're going to go insane.
You got to hold on to the dog or she'll go up there and try to eat the cat poo again.
Yeah, you know, my brother can trap...
Your brother does that?
No.
Oh, but...
He put together a contraption when his dogs did that.
Uh-huh.
And it made it so only the cat could get in and out, but the dogs could not.
Oh.
But he didn't have a dog that was the size of a quarter, so... I'm pretty sure Butterfly would have went around his contraption.
Yeah, I used to have a doggy door, but I think if I had a doggy door here, the snow would get in.
Yes.
Because the way the house is set up,
because
it blows up against the door. I don't think it's a good idea anymore.
No, but that would be great because the dogs would love it.
True, true.
Maybe there's a one that, I don't know.
One that what?
That might
Maybe
work.
There's a snow door.
A
Can
snow
you get
door.
One that has a snow door?
A snow doggy door. Woo! Had a long day. My brain's a little fried.
What'd you do today?
I worked a lot. I talked to a lot of people on the phone. I worked out twice.
So you're nice to everybody, and then you come home to me and be like, "Are we gonna do this or not? We gotta get going on this. Is this ready to go? Cause I've got. Let's move it, pile."
Wow. Yep, that's how I talk every day to you.
Is that how I sound to you?
Yep, must be.
Is that how I sound to you? Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry.
What? What are you apologizing for? You're the one making fun of me. What?
Well, you're the one that came home all grumpy and stuff. Just.
I did not come home grumpy.
Listen to you. I could play it in the playback. You could hear. If I had a voice analyzer, the guy would go, "Wow, she's really stressed and angry at you right now."
You're a dork. But I like your smile, so I'll keep you.
Thank you. I try. So you keep looking at your pink objects over there, the pink iPad and the pink phone.
It's election night.
And I said, "Sink the pink."
We're sinking the pink.
And you said, "That sounds dirty."
It
does. When your iPhone syncs with your iPad, you're sinking the pink.
If you're sinking the pink.
Sinking the pink, if you know what I mean. But
dirty.
Tonight is election night.
Election night. It's stressful. It is currently 7:20 p.m. So polls close at 7:30. Am I correct, or is it 7?
I think it's 7.
Okay, so as of right now, it's 154 for Romney and 143 for Barack, and the goal is 270.
Yeah, this is for the Electoral College, you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that what wins it?
Pretty much, yeah. That's kind of it's kind of.
Someone tweeted today that they were trying to understand the whole Electoral College thing, and their brain hurt. And I agree.
Yeah, it's no longer I voted and the majority wins. It all goes to the Electoral College.
Yeah.
Because you vote to send that person your vote.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know, you still got to vote, because if you don't vote, you don't have a voice, and then you can't sit there and complain on Facebook or Twitter.
Sure, you can. People do it every day. I had to turn off most of Facebook today because it's all nothing but political. It's all the pictures and ads and, you know, "You're an ass and my side better win." And
is it bad that I unfollowed people on Twitter that didn't have the same view as me? I was like, F you, unfollow.
Did you really?
Yes.
I know. Today on the...
Because I'm like, I obviously we don't see eye to eye, so you're not going to tweet anything that's going to be useful in my life. Unfollow.
Yeah, but they're... You do that all the time anyway. You get really bored.
I get
you're like, you have to like Twitter ADD.
I do.
I love this person. I love this. Nah. Unfollow.
You're boring. There are some people I've never unfollowed. Like, I've never unfollowed you.
Duh. I would hope not.
Or Miranda.
Duh. Talk about boring.
Did you know that they still do Milk Mustache commercials?
They do?
Yeah. And she has one.
She has a mustache?
A milk mustache. A milk mustache commercial. Yeah. That's your little Miranda fact for today.
Get your calcium from Miranda?
Yep.
And she gets her calcium from Blake? Ew! That's just gross. Why did you have to take it there? Now we have to put explicit on the iTunes.
Oh, we do? I can't let my dad listen to this.
You can't?
No.
Why?
Because he already thinks your stand-up is X-rated.
Ooh, because I say damn and hell and stuff.
And the F word.
Oh.
Fudge.
Freak on? Get your freak on? Well, what's he going to think when he sees wrinkled sheets? What is that about?
Oh, he doesn't know what iTunes is.
He doesn't?
No. What?
You probably need to bring your dad into the 2012.
No.
Huh? No?
I'm good. He knows.
Can you come over and set my VHS?
He knows what Facebook is. I blocked him.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't realized it. It's been about 6 months.
And he doesn't realize he's blocked?
No. No.
Because does he get on it?
Yeah. Like, he'll tell me all about my cousins and stuff and what they're up to, and I'll be like, yeah, I saw that.
He probably just assumes you haven't been posting.
I never post.
She never posts.
She's so boring. And then my friends are like, dang, you're the Facebook queen.
You are the face. That and the Twitter. Man, Twitter blows up all day.
I love sharing my news. I read a bunch of news stories while I'm on the phone with people. And I feel like I should share them with the world. Is it boring?
No, but it...
Because it's stuff where I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That's useful in my life. I bet it would be useful in Steve's life.
I figured
life.
You were just going to save it and then give it to us to use on the show. But then again...
We could do that.
We can?
I got to pull up my Twitter. Did you know the Civil Wars are breaking up?
That group, the Civil War?
Yeah.
I didn't even really know who they were. It's just some guy and a girl that
you would really
they got
like
a lot
their
of
music.
Acclaim, but then it kind of went, you know.
I think you would really like their music. You should check them out.
Okay.
But anyway, they posted on Twitter, "We sincerely apologize for the canceling of all of our tour dates. It's something we deeply regret. However, due to internal discord and irreconcilable differences of ambition, we are unable to continue as a touring entity at this time. We thank each and every one of you for your amazing love and support. Our sincere hope is to have new music for 2013. So we're not going to tour. You can't come see us, but we're going to have new music next year.
So they're going to work still together. They're just not going to tour. They're not breaking up.
Well, they're
up.
Having irreconcilable differences of ambition.
Well, they're getting. If they're going to put out new music, then they definitely
yeah,
have.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's confusing.
It is. It is. And then they even posted saying that, you know, they understand that people have service charges and travel reservations that they can't get refunded for. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, scan and email us your receipts and we'll do our best to reimburse you.
That's really weird.
I know. Usually you just be like, I'm sorry.
We're whatever.
We love you. Yeah.
You can have your money for the ticket back.
Peace out.
But they must have those fans that follow them around then. If they got tickets and reservations.
I could see that as, yeah, being one of those groups.
They're just one of those odd, weird groups to me.
But they have great
music. You read
music.
About them, but you never hear about them.
They're always at the award shows.
But you never hear anything on the radio.
Yeah. Well, we know how radio goes.
Yes, we do. We do know how radio. Speaking of which.
It's effed up.
Uh-huh.
It's effed up.
Yeah, I heard the new guy at KYGO, the program director, is already going
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years and out the door. Made some big changes.
Well,
and
he came in and kicked everyone out, so.
Yeah, he brought it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on over there.
He was kind of a weird guy. I saw him in person a few times.
And if he listens to this, hi.
Hi. Hi, dude.
We're all radio people.
What? Am
You're
I not allowed
people.
To say? I know. Am I not allowed to
no,
say he's
you
a little
are.
Weird? He never, I've been around him within a 5 foot radius, and he's never ever approached me and said hi.
That's because you give off that unapproachable vibe. You give off that.
Like, I give off the B vibe.
You give off that I'm a bitch vibe all the time when you're out.
Do I?
Yeah. Like I'm better
shy.
Than you. Don't come over and talk to me.
I'm shy. You're lying.
No, not at all.
You really think I give off that vibe?
Yeah.
I'm
it's so
shy.
Strong you can almost smell it like dirty feet.
Speaking of feet, did you see the pictures of Britney Spears' feet that they posted?
No, are they like hobbit feet?
Like scaly and like dry. It was gross.
But she's a freak.
Okay. I just think she needed a pedicure.
She's a freak. She has millions of dollars and she has scaly feet. What does that tell you?
She has some issues.
She has a lot of issues. Yeah. Do you think she's saving that show?
I really don't care.
Because you don't watch it. You don't care. I think that's the problem. I think when they thought, she's got millions of fans.
She does.
But they'll come watch her on the show. They're like you. I don't give a shit.
I hate those singing competitions. I love Blake Shelton. Go, Blake. And your career is awesome, but I'm not going to sit and watch The Voice.
Well, she looks almost zombified if you watch the show. She's like...
Mm. She's on medication.
Yeah, that's great. Good job. Thank you.
Mm. Well, we all saw her when she was not on medication. She needs to be on medication.
Does she really?
Do you remember the shaved head attacking paparazzi?
But remember before medication when she actually had talent and was singing and dancing? And.
But that's before she went off the deep end.
So now she's gone and done and maybe it's over.
I don't think so.
Well, you saw her on medication try to dance.
Yeah. But I think her tour did well this year.
It did?
I think so.
I think people just show up because they want to see the train wreck. It's like hoping to watch the NASCAR hit the wall.
Wow. I still want to see her live again.
Madonna's coming, or she already been here?
She's already been here and pissed everyone off. Remember,
oh,
she started
right.
like 3 hours late.
Right.
How? It was on a school
it
night. It was on a Thursday night.
She did
night.
The guns. She did the started with the guns. Yeah, I forgot about that.
She came on stage 3 hours late on a Thursday night. These people have to work.
Was it really 3 hours late?
It was like 2 or 3 hours late, yeah.
Why do people do that? Why do acts do that?
It was late.
That happened to that other guy, the comic that came through here the other day I read about, Cat Williams.
Who's that?
Comic Cat Williams.
Is he in anything?
He's a lot of movies and stuff. He's one of the. He's a black comic that you probably don't follow, but sells out millions of...
I really didn't realize how many comics there were
American
in the world
pimp.
Until I started dating you. I'm like, wow. Everyone started as a comic.
Everybody.
Except Britney Spears.
But he had like a, they said he had a show started late, and then he had like a meltdown on stage that he was like mumbling and sweating and just incoherent and was trying to tell a joke and then drop and would do push-ups and then kind of, and they said everybody was tweeting. I saw the tweets. They put them in the, that people were like, I think we're watching a meltdown.
Dang. Poor guy. Hope he's okay.
He's got millions of dollars. I don't understand why people that don't get millions of dollars just don't disappear after a while.
Because, as I'm sure you've seen, and I've seen it, and even as I increase in my earning, my spending increases.
Yeah, but that's not millions of dollars. If you had millions of dollars, wouldn't you just go, I'm dumb? Because it's probably meltdown from nerves on stage.
Right.
Are you going to be as good as you used to be? Is this? Are they going to like me as much as they used to be? Just kind of go, you know what? I went out on top.
Right. Isn't that what Seinfeld did?
Yeah, I think so. I'm hearing the cat somewhere. Pooh Bear.
Yeah, she's
crying
in her box room. Okay. So you carry on.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get Pooh Bear out.
Oh, is she locked up in there?
Yeah, she was hungry.
Oh, you locked her up to eat? You know what? PETA listens to this.
It was so the dog wouldn't choke on the litter.
Yeah, right. Hello, Pooh Bear. You went up in my lap, little Pooh
Bear.
So
one of my Facebook friends.
Uh-huh. Come here, podcast, come here. Uh-huh.
Just listened to our first Wrinkled Sheets.
Uh-huh.
And she said she'd give me, her name is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie. Hi, Katie there. Dijon Hurt. I went to high school with her.
Uh-huh.
Junior high. We were in choir together. I remember that. And I remember one time the choir teacher had us bring in music that we wanted to play. It was like play your own music. And I brought in Billy Ray. I wonder if she remembers that.
That
do you remember
in
that,
Billy
Katie?
Ray.
Yeah. She said, okay, listened, rated, left comment, loved it. So I shared it on my page. Can't wait for the next one.
Yay. Does she know how bitchy you can be?
Dear Lord, will you stop with that? You're going to get me a reputation, and I am not that way. I am very nice. Well, who made your chili?
Who made my fartin' chili? You did.
Why are we eating this chili?
Because we're going to Hawaii on
Saturday.
We're going
to be stuck on an airplane 8 hours with me. Do you want to sit here and call me a B word?
8 hours. What's causing that? Chili. I was trying to do, and I've been teased about this, because I said diet. And men aren't supposed to say diet, apparently. We're supposed to be on a health regime or a new workout plan. Diet is a chick word. Did you know that?
Health regime sounds like a gay man's word. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There comes the disclaimer, ladies and gentlemen. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But we're doing...
Why don't you say I'm cutting back on the
I'm cutting back
pork
on
rinds.
Intake because I'm trying to slim down for the vacation.
So all the hot Asian chicks will check
That's
me
right,
out.
It's the hive.
I hate that.
The hive. Why do you hate that?
It's just like your obsession with boobs. I'm what? Not Asian, and I don't have boobs.
Most Asian girls don't have boobs.
Well, I bet there's some that do.
Some have really big boobs.
Awesome. Do you follow them on Twitter? Because I think they're under your favorites list. Go check it out, people.
Wow. See? Look at you. You're all just like, go check out his Facebook boob pages and Twitter. And I look at yours, and you're like, oh, Ryan Gosling, nom, nom, nom.
I have never said that about Ryan Gosling.
You did, too. Oh, that's Billy Ray. Sorry.
Stop. Oh.
You said nom, nom about Billy
when
Ray.
When he was dressed like James Bond for his Chicago
James
role.
James Nom. Name's Nom. Nom, nom.
So we're going to Hawaii.
Uh-huh. Are you excited at all? You don't really seem to care.
I really am. You can ask my coworkers.
Uh-huh.
Every
Was
day
that
I
slim?
Come in. I know I'm getting sick and I really don't want to.
Right before Hawaii.
Yeah. So I come in and I'm like, 3 days, 4 days. I count down.
And you count backwards?
Well.
3 days.
Four days. 3 days. And like we had a department call today and it was mentioned like four times that I was going to Hawaii. Because everyone's just so excited for me.
You don't care, though. You haven't been looking up anything. Most people get excited. Like, oh, look at this. We should go do this. Oh, I looked at our hotel
did
room.
I
that
not,
looks really nice.
Did I not say let's go to the swap meet?
The swap meet. Maybe we'll get a Billy Ray Cyrus VHS while we're there at the swap meet.
No, that's where you get discount price touristy stuff.
Yeah.
I can get my puka shell for cheaper than...
You can't get them any cheaper anywhere than the ABC store.
Not even at the swap meet.
I don't think so. They're like
You've never
three
been to the
for
swap
99
meet.
Cents at the ABC store. Oh. I love the ABC store.
I know. But we're still going to go to the swap meet, right?
Yeah, that's on a Wednesday or
are
something
Are we
going like
to climb a mountain?
I doubt if we're going to climb a mountain. I really, we might scooter over the mountain or
okay.
around the mountain. That's what I'm really looking forward to, is renting scooters.
Can I bring my helmet?
No. No, you cannot wear a helmet
if
on a scooter.
If I die in Hawaii because I didn't have a helmet on, you know who to blame, and I'm pointing at him.
Who?
You're the only one in this room.
It just looks goofy when you have a helmet on a scooter. You look so like...
like you care about your life?
You're going 15 miles an hour.
I bet you could die.
Oh, yeah. You could die by tripping and falling on the curb. Just want to wear a helmet all the time. You know, I tried to get in my car, and I slipped, and I fell. Good thing I have my helmet on. You're not one of those people, are you, that the world just needs to be protected all the time?
No, I just want to be protected.
You know, I went
from
to step
world.
Up into your truck, and I missed the step, and I bumped my head against the car. Good thing I had my helmet on.
Is that how I sound to you?
Well, you do when you stuck mention helmets.
Okay. I won't take my helmet.
No helmet?
No helmet.
I think you do have to have eye protection, though.
I don't own eye protection.
Like sunglasses. You have to wear like goggles or sunglasses. Cause,
I've got sunglasses.
Because one year, years ago, and I don't know if it's the same, but years ago, I mean like 15 years ago when I was there.
I was 15.
Pulled over. I know. Nom, nom. And
that's going to get you arrested.
Not anymore. But they told us you had to wear eye protection, and all I had was my swim mask with my snorkel. So talk about dork. Forget the helmet. Screw the helmet. Look at the guy driving down the highway on a scooter with a swim mask and a snorkel slapping him upside the head. You know, no matter how goofy you look on a scooter, you know, even if you got goggles and a snorkel whacking you, inside your head, you still, get your motor running, head out on the highway. You got bad biker songs going through your head, but you're going,
can I ride on a scooter with Marlena?
No, but I am thinking about, we should get maybe the double-seated scooter.
Oh, so you don't have to worry about me?
Right, yeah. You could have your helmet and be all safe on the side over there. Oh, look at that nice man taking. He must be taking her to the zoo.
Is there a zoo?
Yeah, Honolulu Zoo. World famous Honolulu. So you don't care about going. You haven't even Googled anything about the island.
Are you trying to raffle off my ticket then? Someone with bigger boobs? No!
What?
You have to answer. You have to say no.
No, nobody
would. Wow. Wow.
Why are you trying to raffle off my ticket so you can some. Billy Ray mullet wearing looking dude can.
I don't know if this podcast is healthy for our relationship.
Why?
Because.
Have you started to pack at all for Hawaii?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to move out. I'm like, dang, dude. No, I haven't. I've been quite busy doing stuff in the few hours I have between work and bed.
Because see, the other people that we're going with, Ken and Marlena, they already started packing because they're excited.
That's good.
And my stuff in the suitcase. I already got like some stuff.
I have it all mentally prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you find the snorkels? You put them in your suitcase?
No, because you know where they are. You found them last time.
They're in the house. I bet if you were excited, you'd find the motivation to search for them.
You know, if you Bobby would eat some chili, you wouldn't be as cranky as you are right now. Is that what it is? You need to eat. Do you need to eat?
No, I'm fine, baby. Right. Thanks for worrying about me and my small boobs.
I'm not worried about them, but they do have like heat bumps all over them. What is that from?
I think I'm allergic to the sun. I don't know.
Maybe you should put a helmet and lotion on.
I put lotion on. I think I did have an allergic reaction to the tanning bed because I'm trying to get my base tan on.
But you've been going for quite a while, and now all of a sudden you come and go, look at this. What is all this?
It's all over my legs. I don't know.
It was on your back last night, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yay. I took a Claritin,
And did that help at all?
I don't know. I'm still a little...
I thought you were supposed to take, like...
Benadryl?
Benadryl.
I thought they were the same thing.
I know. I think Claritin is just a sinus thing.
I could breathe a little bit better this morning.
I don't think that's quite the... Well, yeah, you know, I had an allergic reaction, so I took a Claritin. Woo! I'm still itchy, but God damn it, I breathe well now.
Why didn't you tell me that last night when I'm like, oh, I think I'm
I was too tired. I think I'd already had my sleeping pill. I'm sure Claritin. Well, you know I couldn't find them. That's what I said. I was not.
But I knew exactly where they were.
I know. Are you addicted to Claritin?
No. I put them in there when you thought you were allergic to Pooh Bear.
What are they? Well, Claritin's just for breathing, not the allergies.
Well, I didn't know.
Claritin because I had the itchy eyes and stuff. Maybe that's what you were thinking.
My legs are itchy. I don't know. I think I'm sounding dumb.
No, you're sounding fine. You sound just like what I hear every day.
Wow.
What? What? I didn't say a word. I said we're like talking. This is what we do.
Yeah, I know.
And now you upset the dog. Are you happy? You've upset the dog. The cat's all upset. Sorry, Podcat.
Where is Podcat?
Over here, staring blindly, wildly. Look at, she's got her eyes in the big,
She hears what we're saying. She's like, they're going to be gone. Who's going to feed me?
For a week. What are you going to do?
I'm putting a big bowl of food out for her and a big bowl of water out for her. I've done it before.
My sister's going to come over. I already asked.
Is she a cat person?
No, but she said she would definitely check and make sure there's still food and
water. We got to clean up around here.
Take the porn magazines out of here and stuff?
With the big boob girls.
There's none of those. I just like
liar.
Where are they?
I cleaned the basement.
I know. What'd you do with them?
I'm pretty sure I might have thrown them away.
Those are collector's magazines.
I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, you should have seen the death look he just gave me. OMG, you threw away my porn.
It's not really. It's Playboy from like the 60s.
Why do you have it from that far back?
Because I was a little kid. No, I was just... Because they're collectors. I found them, you know, at, like, resale shops and things. And you read the articles and you... Well, you know how I am with ads. I love to read old ads.
Right. Right. I know you do.
Because there's nothing funnier than, like, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend, you know, Salem Winston for your throat... You see? Like, wow, really?
Yeah. And... Are you worried about, like, stuff that they recommend now? What the reaction's going to be in 20 years? Like, our penis is going to fall off from all these erectile dysfunction drugs? Oh, my gosh, it's tied 153 to 153, Romney and Obama.
No. People are going to know who won by the time this is broadcast.
I'm stressed.
Are you stressed?
Yeah, that whole...
Well, you know, it's going to be the whole hanging Chad thing over again.
Who's
you know?
Chad?
Do you know, you do remember the hanging Chad thing, right?
I think so.
Okay, right. Remember when Gore was all, they were complaining because Florida had the hanging, votes weren't counted.
Right. Did you hear that some Colorado, thousands of Colorado ballots were rejected because of signature issues?
No.
Because, like, this almost happened to my friend at work, Ashley. She was doing her ballot, and she had her boyfriend. She was going to drop him off yesterday. And she's like, he didn't sign his. So she had to take it back, and then she dropped it off this morning.
And it was all done and ready to go.
Yeah, but imagine if she hadn't caught that. That's one vote that wouldn't have counted.
One vote.
But there's thousands of Colorado mail ballots.
Well, I'm worried about all back east, because after the storm,
I know.
You know, how are they going to vote? But maybe that would be a good thing for, you know, for Romney, because, you know, that's... Those coast states are the ones that usually vote liberal. So I'm not saying either way. I just say vote America. America needs to get fixed, and whoever wins needs to fix them. Do you feel me butt kissing a little bit here?
Who are you? Whose butt are you kissing?
I'm the people that are listening.
We haven't
swayed
either way. We're just we're not giving our opinion.
I know
that's not anyone's business.
I'm just saying. Because we're talking about the East Coast not being able to vote.
Right. And it looks like, from the map, a lot of the East Coast states that have reported are Obama.
So.
And the
Obama.
Middle of the country is red.
Right. The majority is red.
I'm really worried about the left side of the country. California's crazy. I'm not worried. I'm just like wondering how it'll turn out.
It's a beautiful place. I think we should move there.
To California?
Uh-huh. I've been thinking about it. Don't you think we should just load up the truck
and
move to
Beverly? Let's throw it out on a podcast. Let's up and move.
Well, haven't you thought about it?
I love California.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like where our friends Barb and Bob live, that view and,
right,
you know, parts of California
are gorgeous. But the
economy
there is in the tank.
I know, but that might be the perfect time for us to sell here
and buy a house
and buy something cheaper because the economy's in the crapper. But then again, Vegas is awful nice, too. But you know what's even nicer? The home we live in here.
Yeah. See, this is, I deal with this. Like once or twice a year, you're like contemplating moving. Usually it's Vegas, California, it's been Texas. You're like, what about moving? And I'm just like, okay. So the first year and a half we were together, I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my, okay, I'd move with you, yeah, yeah. Now I'm like, yeah, right.
Now you don't even care, do you?
No, I care.
But now that you got your new, job and a bigger paycheck, you're like, well, maybe I don't want to go.
Do you blame me? What?
Am I sounding flaky?
No, not flaky. That's a bad word.
Flaky's a bad word.
You're just open to other possibilities, but not ready to commit to any of them.
No, I'm not. I have my house. I love my house.
This is a wonderful
house.
I
love Colorado.
Parker is an awesome place to live.
But there's always more opportunity in show business in L.A. or Las Vegas.
So you want to become my weekend boyfriend?
What, can we do that?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Heck no. Oh. Really?
Well, I could fly back and forth.
Yeah, you could fly out on Sunday, come back on Friday, so then I'd have a Saturday boyfriend.
Yeah, but most of the comedy gigs are on weekends, so I don't know when.
So you'd be in town while I'm at work. Oh dear gosh.
We could have lunches together.
If you think I'm a wench now, do that to me.
You almost said bitch.
Do that to me.
Son of a banana.
Son of a biscuit.
Well, we made the 30 minutes.
Have we bored the people to death?
I think we might have bored them to death on the second one.
Yeah. Are we going to miss next week because of Hawaii?
No, we're actually going to do it from Hawaii. We are definitely going to, and because we may do our other podcast at least one day from there.
Should I be your special guest?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be on mine.
You're not going to do yours?
No.
I thought you were going to Skype in one day.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you could do it after the break or something. I'm like, okay.
You're getting like booted off your own podcast?
Yeah, there's someone else coming in to fill in. And yeah.
Wow.
I'm sad.
Well, the name of your other podcast is?
Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
And they can find it on?
Facebook, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Twitter, Two Girls and Wine.
Uh-huh. And at T-Radio V.
Oh, that's right. T-Radio V. .com/Denver. I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
It has been a long day. And you're cranky.
See, happy.
Did you hear the voice start there? And my other podcast is Remasculate on TRadioV.com. You can find
it's a process.
It's a process. It's all a process. And I'm on Twitter at Steve McGrew. And I just started today, so we have an at Wrinkled Sheets 1. I couldn't get Wrinkled Sheets. Somebody already had Wrinkled
Who
Sheets.
Who else has Wrinkled Sheets?
I don't know.
You didn't look it up?
No. I was busy. I was trying to get us on iTunes and Stitcher and all the stuff, which we are on iTunes. I already played it off. So find us, love us, share us with your friends. We'll try to do one of these a week.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah. Send us some feedback.
If he's too winchy, let me know.
And if she's too nom-nom over Billy Ray Cyrus, let us know.
Will you stop with that?
Okay. And I'm going to stop with the podcast. See ya.
Bye.